well, we may actually say that what just Francesco referred to, we looked at it without covering chapter 4A. Shall you agree that you want to put it as part of reservation and agree that that makes sense? I suppose that could be open for discussion. Now, conscious of what was said by CIT, that this is maybe important, but we should not be on fast track. The question is what maybe there are, what are the other options? Also taking into consideration maybe that one would not want to delay finalization of the text of the convention. So of course options are such that one delays the all the other provisions to examine chapter 4A. The other possibility is that chapter 4A is not included in the what is now called the Convention on the Contract of International Carriage of Goods by Rail as the first convention of a system of unified railway law conventions. And then that the protocol to this convention is prepared and adopted. That could be a second a convention of the system of unified law conventions, which actually, as a content, will have the chapter 4A. And like this, if of course you decide that you want further to examine those provisions, a separate protocol is done on the negotiability aspect. That could be a solution. But of course, if you believe that you do not need to examine this further, in a sense, you would want to have a workshop as proposed by CIT, then you just may have it as part of the convention that should be finalized, hopefully, by November this year.